Welcome to another fantabulous episode of We Happen to Be Trans, pop culture podcast. You know, I've been thinking about, it's still called that, but we might just shorten it to We Happen to Be Trans in the feed. I don't know, though.
How are people supposed to know we're a podcast then?
They'll just know.
They'll just listen and... They'll know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'll see it and then they'll play it and then they'll see that there's no video and there's just audio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll, you know, start it off and say, welcome to the podcast. Okay. And then they'll be like, oh, shit.
That makes sense.
They'll be on their widescreen TV and see the little audio track going across and like, oh, it's a podcast.
Like, nice. Yeah. You know, sometimes I used to just play music in my Windows Media Player and watch
those graphics
load all
true,
over the place.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, can we get like an equalizer that goes with the podcast and does cool like ups and downs to our voices? So like we get excited and it goes red and starts bouncing or something. Oh my
That's
gosh.
Some like Bjork levels of fucking like
That's Bjork levels of audio. Oh my gosh. Music video.
This is interactive media. Oh, there's so many possibilities.
Wait, is that our resolution?
Yeah, I think we did it.
I resolve to take it under advisement for as long as it takes for you to feel good about knowing that I thought about it before I rejected it. Now,
don't worry. I already forgot what it was. So.
It's me, Victoria _ Maximus. Now, I wish I could take out the underscore. Let's just talk about all the things we want to take out and put in and take out again. In and out again, a dinosaur story.
Wait, I thought that was a burger joint.
Now, I'm joined by my friends and someone else's lover, Kaylee Cake. Hi.
I wish. Hello. How's it going?
It's going smashingly.
Fantastic.
I'm having a real time over here. Now I'm also joined by another friend, Jen Giggles.
Hi, y'all.
And we are maximizing and baking and giggling into the new year because it's New Year's week time. It's coming up. We're gonna get out of 2020.
Finally,
oh, thank God.
Yes.
This has been the longest decade ever.
Good fucking riddance to 2020 is what everybody says. Good riddance. I haven't heard anybody say, "Oh man, fare thee well, year," in a long
That's
time. I've only heard people saying, "Fuck this year, goodbye year forever, burn in hell year, year of the devil." And it's only gotten worse and worse, and every year seems like it was worse than the last. But I've had some good times this year. This year, we did a podcast for the whole year, and I may have missed some releases and episodes because...
Life happens.
Because 2020.
Yeah.
Gosh, 2020 at it again.
2020 hindsight. We should have done better. Well, not us. We did pretty good. You all should have done better, people that didn't do better. Now...
Looking at you, 2020.
Yes. Now, it's going to be 2021. We're going to have new podcast episodes. We're going to have some stuff coming up. We're going to have some stuff coming down. And some stuff staying right where it is. What do we have coming up? Let's talk about the future. Hey, Kaylee. Think about the future.
Hello, I love thinking about the future, like the cyberpunk dystopian world that we're about to live in. Terrifying.
Cool.
So what more do you want me to think about?
How about you list some stuff, some topics that you're going to be bringing to the table in this new year?
Ooh, oh gosh, cyberpunk happens to be one of those. Ooh, I'm... so excited. Cyberpunk, it's been freaking 8 years I've been waiting, and the game finally came out. I've been playing it because I have a PC and so can actually play it, unlike people on Xbox. Sorry, people on Xbox and PS4. But anyways, we'll get into that in an episode. But also, oh, there's so many things I want to talk about. I played Lady Killer in a Bind. A great, amazing, like, interactive novel. I highly recommend playing it. And, like, very saucy and hot. So if you're interested in exploring some of that stuff, is freaking amazing, and it just does a good job in general. Oh my gosh. No, I'm getting into the things. I should just I want to talk about Bimbo TikTok at some point, because it's hilarious. Oh, just you wait. It'll be a good episode. and just good. It's wholesome. It makes my heart warm. I want to talk about Daria, because I finally watched it, and holy heck, that's good and what I needed in my life for 2020. Break from it all. Watching The Wire. That's something I want to talk about. Oh,
the original Daria or the new Daria?
The one from the past.
Okay. Because I thought they released like some special or something recently.
Did they? Okay. I heard Daria's
coming back.
That might be what it was. Yeah. It's like they're going to do a new episodes of Daria or something. Yeah.
Gosh, if they can do it right, I'm really excited, because this is,
you know,
good.
Mm-hmm. There's a sex appeal in Daria's character.
Mm-hmm.
The I don't give a fuck attitude is definitely sexy.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of also feel like the most analogous real life human that we have in the world to Daria is Janine Garofalo. And now I'm rethinking the hotness factor. I like Janine Garofalo. I think she's fun. I think she can be funny. But there's a... it's hard for me to say. I don't know. I need to go back to the drawing board. You know, that's one of my resolutions. We're going to get into resolutions in a bit. One of my resolutions for this year, 2021, is to determine whether or not I am attracted to Janine Garofalo. It's been a long time coming. I my friends have had interventions. And we need to know the answer. So, okay, well, those are some exciting topics. Jen Giggles, what are some of your topics coming into the new year?
Well, I am definitely we're definitely going to do another Euphoria episode. We want definitely doing more on Euphoria as more stuff comes out. I'm going to hopefully get a chance to finally play Horizon Zero Dawn and talk about that. And I'm definitely going to talk about The Dragon Prince. Because holy fuck is that show amazing in every possible way.
Yeah, this is good. It's good.
It's a prince that's also a dragon?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Damn, what do they think of next? Like, a car that's also...
a time machine?
A shopping cart?
Whoa. Kind of are. That's just what cars are.
No. I've seen those where they're like the kid drives the car on the cart.
Oh, yeah, those.
Is there
those
anything new? Can I not think of an original idea here?
No, you literally can't.
How about a plastic bag that's also a paper bag?
That would be new.
Patent pending.
Somehow you get both of those things,
trademark.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, if you make that happen, I am so going to be really cool. Just amazed.
You're going to be so really cool. It's, we'll call it Schrodinger's bag. those are some good topics. See, I played Horizon Zero Dawn. I could talk with you at length about that game. I loved that game.
Yeah.
Here's another game that I played that I could talk with Kaylee about, and that is Disco Elysium.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I bought and beat that game, and I tell you, it has some of the greatest writing in video games that I've ever seen. I mean, it's gorgeous dialogue, if I may be so bold. The dialogue is gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Like, uh-huh. I'd marry that dialogue in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And now, I've got some other topics to talk about coming up. I want to talk about Shika Boom, Shika Bam. I'm going to talk about the Souls series, Demon's Dark, Souls, and Bloodborne, and probably Sekiro. I didn't like Sekiro, but I love that series so much. Sekiro's not really... I don't even include that one. Fuck that game. Anyway.
Is that a hot take on Sekiro?
I think that's a hot take.
Yeah. Ooh, spicy.
It's the hottest takes. It's not a Souls game. I'm not even putting it in there. Now, I'm also going to be talking about, I think Beverly Hills 90210 at some point. A show that I have watched 3 times in the last year.
Wow.
Because I lost my damn mind. And some people in this year went into a corner and started crying, saying, this isn't real, this isn't happening, this isn't happening. I, however, sat on my couch, and I watched the teens at West Beverly High get into some hijinks and shenanigans. Now, I am also, mayhaps, going to talk about the Harley Quinn animated series that is brand new, and that show is fucking phenomenal. And probably some other stuff, you know, who can tell, who can know. We should probably talk about Knives Out at some point. That was a good movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, gosh, so many things have happened.
I know, too many things. See, we're well, and now, okay, but stay tuned, because we're also gonna have follow-up episodes on the Ninja Turtles movies with special guests Mika Michaelaville. We're going to have more episodes of Star Trek with Jen Does Stuff and other special guests. We plan on doing a Back to the Future episode at some point with another special guest that I'll name in the future. Ooh. And we hope to be back with some more TGIF sitcoms and 90s sitcoms with Neela this upcoming year. So stay tuned, because it's going to be a real treat for your listening pleasure.
And if we're lucky, maybe we'll even get some, you know, like Pride and Prejudice in.
Hmm. Well, and if you're really, really lucky.
I don't know if I'd say that's lucky.
I mean, we could go for Shakespeare.
Your definitions
but, you
of
know,
lucky and my definition of lucky harder. Seem very different. Miss no. your giglaze.
See, and if you're very, very, very lucky, we'll solve COVID and we'll be able to go outside again.
Wait, monsieur is the male one. What's the female one? Mademoiselle.
The what?
Monsieur, monsieur is me and mademoiselle. Madame et mademoiselle.
Madame giglaze.
For the girls.
You. Maybe you may need to start a book of the month club podcast. Pride and Prejudice, Shakespeare.
I might need to do that.
And others. Ready Player One.
Maybe I'll do that, you know? We happen to be reading books.
Well, I'm not
month.
A big reader.
I'm listening to a book this month. Oh, gosh, I should talk about those too.
That's acceptable.
There's so much.
Okay, well, those are some things that we could all look forward to in the year 2021. And lots of other good things. And things. Now, let's talk about our resolutions. Well, let's quickly go through these. What's your resolution going to be this year, Kaylee?
Oh, gosh. So, for, my very, very serial resolution is going to be to find balance in my life so that I cannot be overwhelmed with school. Yeah.
That's realer than real. There's nothing funny about that.
I told you, I was getting heckin' cereal there. And, because it's been a tough semester. And, you know, I want to be able to do more stuff like this podcast or to be able to enjoy things.
Super cereal.
My second trimester, what's the word? What's the word for the thing we're talking about?
Semester?
Semester.
Trimester. Resolution?
Resolution, thank you. My second resolution.
What are words?
Second trimester. I'm wondering why you're pregnant.
Finding balance so that, so that I can use words again.
Words and stuff with Kaylee Cake.
Yeah. My second resolution is I want to staple a banana to a shirt and sell it for $20,000 on the internet, because people love bananas and memes of bananas being sold for a ridiculous amount of money, so I might as well, you know, get in on that.
There's always money in the banana shirt. Now,
exactly.
Jen giggles. What is your resolution?
My resolution is to learn more cocktails. I don't have any cocktails for New Year's Eve other than the grasshopper. So I need to learn more cocktails.
Cocktail. Is that a furry kink?
No.
Oh.
I bet it is
mixed
somewhere.
Mixed drinks. Cocktails, you know? The classic, the classy mixed drinks. Instead of just vodka and...
There can be classy furries, too.
Instead of like a whiskey sour... What else can you do
with
that?
Don't you dare sully the name of good furries everywhere.
I'm not. I'm telling you, this is not a furry thing. It is something different. Okay. That keeps the furries safe and me on the alcohol.
A cosmopolitan a day keeps the furries away?
Not necessarily.
You might need a... Yeah, they might like the cosmopolitans.
You know... I feel like we're getting very stereotypical with our furries here. I think we need to broaden.
I know.
If you're a furry out there and you want to drink a scotch neat, you do that shit.
Yeah. Live your life.
Scarf it down.
I will serve you the scotch neat. I just happen to want to know how to make more cocktails. Just saying. I'll serve you. I've got like 3 bottles of scotch in my cabinet. So.
Okay.
But my serious one. I've got some projects lined up, and I want to get one of them up and running. Got a couple projects lined up, and I want to get one of them up and running this year.
Can you name those projects, or is it super secret?
Super secret.
Wow, that's the most secret. Now, I have a couple of resolutions. Well, I have one. Let's see. Well, I think one of the resolutions would be pop culture related. I think in 2021, it might finally be the year that I watch the movie Shrek for the first time.
What? I mean, since it's in the Smithsonian now, you might as well.
What? You have not seen... Wow.
Okay, if Kaylee's saying what, you have not seen a thing to me, I want to say I done fucked up, but I kind of love the madness of that.
Yeah, there is something really insane that just happened here.
Let me get this straight. You, Kaylee Cake, are telling me, Victoria Maximus, what you have not seen this thing.
Yeah.
I know. Amazed also.
I feel like we Freaky Friday'd and switched bodies or something. Because, this is my whole identity, is being the one who hasn't seen things. And
I'm gonna dye your body's hair blue again, okay?
Are you don't like the red?
I do like it. I do like it. I don't know. I want to put it up like Marge Simpson. Is that so wrong?
Okay, if you can get it to stick up there, then, you know, go for it.
It's the high beast.
The Marge Simpson bee's nest that just chef's kiss. Yeah.
Now, if you can do it, go for it.
I don't even need her anymore. Okay, now, I think it might be time. And maybe I should do an episode on my review of the hit 2001 movie Shrek. 2000? When the fuck did that movie come out?
2000. It's 20 years old. It has to be at least 20 years old.
The 20th anniversary of the movie Shrek. It is time for me to watch that classic. I feel like
has to be at least 20 years old to end up in the Smithsonian under preservation. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's in the Smithsonian under preservation.
Holy heck.
Maybe I'll just start with Shrek 4.
Was that the National Library?
No.
Shrek Forever?
Yes, Shrek Forever.
That was better than the Shrek... This third movie Shrek appeared in, but wasn't really that. It was, I'm not sure what it was about.
Puss in Boots?
No, it was something else. It was a different movie, but I don't remember anything other than, like, Shrek and, like, I don't know.
I don't even care anymore. This is the most uninteresting thing I've ever heard.
The Shrek 3 movie was so bad, it's kind of like the Crystal Skull.
Are you seriously telling me? No. Hold on a minute. I understand what you're saying, but you do realize that you are saying that this movie's bad, like Crystal Skull was bad, but you know that the movies before it, you're talking about Shrek 1 and 2 compared to Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Last Crusade, and Temple of Doom. I don't know that those are comparable.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's fair.
It's not comparing the movies. It's not comparing the quality of the movies. It's comparing the size of the dip between that particular movie and the rest of the series. Dip.
A pop culture podcast. Well, I hope that everyone has.
I got my dip in my mouth, and now it's over.
I don't know what the hell Jen Giggles is doing over there, but I hope everyone has a very happy new year and a wonderful time, you filthy animals. Happy New Year, Kaylee.
Happy New Year's, and thank you for bringing up Indiana Jones, because I haven't seen that, and it feels good to see. I feel like myself again.
Oh my gosh.